morning. Spain's acting socialist government has claimed ownership of Francisco Franco's summer palace in Galicia in its latest clash with the former dictator's descendants, who have challenged a plan to exhume his remains from a state mausoleum outside of Madrid. Spain's justice ministry said in a statement yesterday it had presented a claim to a local court in Galicia, arguing that the sale of the palace to Franco was fraudulent. Francis Franco, one of Franco's grandsons, said the government already threatened us that there would be retaliation if we didn't back down over the Valley of the Fallen, and this is part of the strategy of retaliation, he said. Acting Deputy Prime Minister Carmen Calvo said the government has a solid argument, documents and legal position to defend public ownership of the palace, which is advertised for sale online for more than 5 million euros. The Galician Palace, which was built between 1893 and 1907, was owned by the descendants of writer Emilia Pardo Bazán and sold to a pro-Franco organisation in 1938 during the Civil War. Spain's Justice Ministry says the funds used to buy the palace were raised by forced donations from local people. The ministry alleges that it was then sold to Franco in 1941 in what it says was a fraudulent bill of sale. Electric scooter riders will soon require a helmet and insurance in new measures to be immediately introduced in Alicante. Alicante Town Hall's Department of Mobility is following in the footsteps of Valencia City and Benidorm in introducing at least four requirements for electric scooter use. The first will be a prohibition against using electric scooters on pavements, instead riding on cycle lanes or walking when there are no provisions. Secondly, riders will need to use a helmet. The third regulation will be mandatory purchase of insurance in the case of an accident. And finally, electric scooters will not be allowed to go faster than 30 kilometres an hour. The first proposal for regulation for public debate was issued in January. The final text is expected to be imminently approved and will take immediate effect. And British expats have been fined thousands of euros for giving lifts to and from airports for cash. It comes as the police have launched a new summer operation to combat so-called pirate taxis. The police unit is made up of agents in uniform and plain clothes who will monitor vehicles throughout the season, particularly during peak times. In the crackdown's first week in June, the operation arrested a British man of Irish origin at Malaga Airport, who tried to flee the scene when cops caught him picking up somebody to take to Gibraltar. Another British driver and three Spaniards were also caught, but were only fined. Four more were stopped a few days later, including a British man who, according to police, tried to pretend that the three tourists in his car were his friends. The clients denied this and said they paid 70 euros for the trip, thinking he was a legal taxi. Two Hungarians and another Spaniard were also stopped. In all cases, the passengers were handed their money back and the drivers are now facing fraud charges. The cars were also impounded. The crackdown has come following a barrage of complaints from licensed taxi drivers who say people offering lifts for cash are taking away their business and undercutting their prices. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.